two types of meditation, focused attention and non-reactive awareness. Daniel Goleman, while studying at Harvard, traveled to India to dive deep into the art of meditation. He studied an ancient technique detailed in the Visuddhimagga, or Path to Purification, a key scripture of Theravada Buddhism prevalent in Southeast Asia since the 5th century. This method teaches focusing intently on a single thing, such as your breath. Initially, it's challenging to maintain focus as thoughts tend to wander, but with practice, your mind quiets down, centering solely on the rhythm of your breathing. Gautama Buddha, the founder of Buddhism in the 6th century BC, introduced another meditation style emphasizing non-reactive awareness. This approach involves acknowledging each thought without engagement, allowing them to pass without emotional response. This practice cultivates a balanced mind where no thought, negative or pleasant, disturbs your inner peace. Both meditation styles are valuable, and choosing between them depends on what benefits you seek to gain. The upcoming sections will explore the advantages of each to help you decide the best fit for your needs. Meditation reduces reactions to emotional cues and stress. Imagine you're in an interview with two employers who show no empathy or encouragement. Despite your efforts to demonstrate your value, they ask you to do some arithmetic. Start with 1,324, subtract 17, subtract 17 again, and keep going without making any mistakes. This is actually part of the Trier Social Stress Test, which is designed to measure how people react to stress. During this test, participants' heart rates and blood pressures are monitored to see how they handle stress triggers. Meditation can help people become less sensitive to stressful situations, like those in the Trier Social Stress Test. In 2012, researchers Paul Ekman and Alan Wallace studied how meditation affected teachers' stress levels. They found that teachers who meditated saw their blood pressure return to normal more quickly after the stress test. The more they meditated, the faster they recovered from stress, and this benefit lasted for up to 5 months after their meditation training. In 2016, another researcher, Davidson, repeated the study with some experienced meditators. On the first day, participants meditated for 8 hours before taking the Trier test the next day. The impact of meditation on stress and emotional response. Meditators produce less cortisol, a stress hormone, when exposed to stress triggers compared to non-meditators. Additionally, those who meditated didn't find the Trier test very stressful. Meditation also helps reduce reactions to emotional cues. In 2017, Davidson continued studying experienced meditators. This time, he scanned their brain activity while they looked at images of injured or suffering people. He focused on the amygdala, the brain's emotional processing center. His research showed that meditators' amygdalas were less reactive than those of non-meditators. This is because meditators have a stronger connection between the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain involved in planning and complex thinking. This connection helps lower the impact of strong emotions, both positive and negative. For more insights, we summarized ideas from many great books like Altered Traits, in our article called Habits. Meditation enhances mental abilities while multitasking can exhaust the brain. In today's fast-paced world, we often find ourselves trying to juggle multiple tasks at once. Whether it's work duties, text messages, phone calls, or social media notifications bombarding us, multitasking seems like the solution. However, research from Stanford University in 2009 by Eyal Ofer, a communication scientist, reveals a different story. He found that our brains can't truly multitask. Instead of handling many things simultaneously, we switch our attention rapidly between them. This constant shifting makes us lose focus and actually slows us down overall. Ofer's study also showed that regular multitaskers are more easily distracted, needing extra effort to concentrate when they need to. So, while multitasking may seem efficient, it often ends up making things harder rather than easier. It's good news. Instead of juggling tasks inefficiently, meditation can actually boost your ability to concentrate. In a study from 2016, psychologists Thomas E. Gorman and C. Sean Green tested two groups of students. One group surfed the web for 10 minutes before the test, while the other group meditated by counting their breaths. The results were clear. The meditators showed much better concentration during the tests, especially those who usually multitask. In 2012, Michael D. Mrozek from the University of California, Santa Barbara, discovered that students who meditated longer were less distracted and improved their scores on graduate school entrance exams by up to 30%. Meditation switches off our default brain mode during idle moments. When faced with a tough math problem, we often think our brains need to gear up to solve it. But surprisingly, when tackling hard tasks, many parts of our brain actually shut down. It turns out that when we're idle, these same brain areas light up again. This means that when we think we're doing nothing, our brains are actually quite active. It's like they switch to a default mode. Back in 2001, neuroscientist Marcus Reichle from Washington University in St. Louis discovered that many brain regions become highly active when we're not focused on a specific task. What's even more astonishing is that although the brain makes up only 2% of our body mass, it uses a whopping 20% of our energy. Surprisingly, the brain uses nearly the same amount of energy whether you're pondering Kant's ideas or relaxing at the beach. Two key areas, the posterior cingulate cortex and the midline of the prefrontal cortex, light up when we're not actively engaged. These are part of the brain's default mode network, which is active when we're resting. However, this default mode isn't actually good for us and needs to be turned off. Fortunately, meditation can help with this. When our brains are in this default mode, they tend to be distracted and unfocused, which isn't ideal for happiness. How meditation improves happiness and focus. Harvard researchers recently conducted a study on how our focus affects our mood. They found that when people lose concentration, they tend to become less happy. This happens because our minds often wander back to things that bother us or make us anxious. However, regular meditation can change this. In 2011, psychiatrist Judson Brewer discovered that people who meditate regularly show stronger connections between different parts of their brain. Specifically, meditation strengthens the link between the front part of the brain that helps with focus and the part that controls our thoughts when we're not actively thinking. This link helps calm our minds even when we're not doing something that requires a lot of mental effort. Meditation strengthens the brain, but interpret results cautiously. Meditation has been found to not only calm people and improve their focus, but also to positively affect our brain cells. Research shows that practicing meditation can actually make parts of our brain thicker and stronger. Back in 2005, Sara Lazar from Harvard Medical School conducted a study that first hinted at these benefits. She discovered that meditation led to increased thickness in certain brain regions. This finding suggests that meditation could enhance our brain's capabilities. Since Lazar's study, many similar research efforts have been undertaken. In 2014, neurologist Kieran C.R. Fox from Stanford University looked at 21 of these studies. His analysis revealed that meditation specifically strengthens three key areas of the brain. 1. The insula helps us recognize our emotions and bodily sensations. 2. The prefrontal cortex is crucial for focused attention. 3. The cingulate cortex aids in self-control and managing impulses. Explore the diversity of meditation techniques. Meditation comes in various forms, each with its own approach and goals. Some methods advocate for complete mental openness, encouraging awareness of everything around you. In contrast, others emphasize focusing solely on one object or thought. Additionally, certain techniques emphasize controlled breathing, while others suggest allowing the breath to flow naturally. This diversity makes it challenging to pinpoint which aspects of meditation contribute positively to brain function, hindering further scientific study in this field. Meditation calms and lowers depression risk. In Western medicine, there are still no perfect solutions for psychiatric disorders that don't respond to drugs. Maybe meditation could help? Some studies suggest that meditation might ease depression. One study by John Teasdale, a cognitive psychologist at Oxford University in 2000, showed that mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, could prevent depression. MBCT is a type of cognitive therapy where the patient focuses on one thing. Another study at Oxford University in 2014, led by Mark Williams, compared two groups, one getting cognitive therapy and the other traditional medication. The results showed that MBCT was most effective for depression caused by childhood trauma. For other types of depression, MBCT worked just as well as medication. In 2015, Alberto Chiesa from the University of Bologna found that patients who didn't improve with medication felt better with MBCT. The positive impact of meditation on depression. Cognitive psychologist Zindel Siegel from Oxford provided strong evidence showing the benefits of meditation for people with depression. Using fMRI scans, Siegel found that mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, strengthens the insula, a part of the brain. This helps people with depression better manage their thoughts and emotions. His research also showed that MBCT reduced relapse rates by 35%. Meditation can also help prevent depression. Pregnant women with a history of depression are at higher risk during and after pregnancy, and they often avoid antidepressants. A 2016 study by Sona Demijan found that MBCT can lower the risk of depression in these women. Additionally, a 2016 study by S. Nittick in Iowa discovered that transcendental meditation, which involves silently repeating chants or mantras, helped male prisoners reduce their depression and anxiety levels. Intense meditation boosts compassion levels. In 2002, a Tibetan monk named Mingyur Rinpoche landed at Madison Airport, Wisconsin. A scientist had invited him to a lab to study the brain signals of a master meditator or yogi. The scientist discovered that the yogi's brain showed more noticeable changes. In the lab, Rinpoche was connected to a machine called an electroencephalogram, EEG, that measures brain waves to track brain activity. Meanwhile, a scholar, with the help of a translator, instructed Rinpoche to practice compassion meditation. This type of meditation involves starting with feelings of compassion for loved ones and then extending that compassion to all living beings. Rinpoche took breaks between sessions of meditation to rest. During the study, researchers found that when the yogi practiced compassion meditation, his brain waves surged to very high levels for the entire minute. Usually, such high spikes happen only if someone accidentally triggers the EEG sensors, but the yogi stays perfectly still. When he was at rest, the spikes dropped slightly but went back up to high levels as soon as he started meditating again. Yogi's brain activity reveals remarkable compassion. In the next phase of the study, the author used an fMRI machine to examine the yogi's brain activity more closely. This time, they observed that the parts of the brain linked to empathy were highly active. When the yogi was at rest, these areas showed a typical level of activity. However, during the compassionate state, their activation surged by an astounding 800%. Such heightened neural activity had never been witnessed in scientific research before. Comparable levels had been recorded in individuals with schizophrenia, but those were involuntary. Unlike the yogi's deliberate achievement of extraordinary brain power, regular meditation practice enhances benefits progressively over time. There are many kinds of people who meditate. Some do it now and then, while others go on meditation retreats and practice for thousands of hours. For yogis, meditating continuously for 3 years is common. Just like there are different types of meditation, there are different effects for different people too. Even meditating a little bit can bring benefits. Most beginners in Western societies meditate, and they benefit from it. Research shows that just 30 hours of mindfulness-based stress reduction meditation can make the amygdala less reactive. Furthermore, dedicating 7 hours to practice, compassion can strengthen parts of the brain associated with empathy and positivity, enhancing feelings of pleasure and enjoyment. As shown by Gorman and Green's research, just 8 minutes of mindfulness can slightly increase concentration levels. Students who meditated for 8 minutes daily over 2 weeks saw improved concentration and achieved higher test scores. However, these benefits didn't last unless meditation was continued over a longer period. Therefore, the more consistently you meditate, the more benefits you'll gain. Benefits of meditation. Meditation offers numerous benefits that can significantly improve your well-being. With regular practice, you become less reactive to stress triggers, allowing your brain to better manage emotions and reduce the release of cortisol, the stress hormone. This means you'll feel calmer and more in control during challenging situations. Moreover, meditation enhances empathy over time. You'll develop a deeper understanding of others' suffering, which often motivates people to take compassionate actions to help those in need. Improved concentration is another advantage of meditation. As you practice, your mind wanders less, which is particularly beneficial if you tend to be absorbed in your own concerns. This shift can make you more attentive to others and increase your capacity for empathy. Scientific research supports these benefits, confirming that meditation is a valuable tool for personal growth and well-being. So, trying out meditation can be a meaningful step towards enhancing your mental and emotional resilience. Key points. 1. Meditation focuses on either concentrating on one thing or not reacting to thoughts to build mental calm. 2. Regular meditation reduces stress reactions and emotional sensitivity, aiding quicker recovery from pressure. 3. Multitasking decreases focus, while meditation improves concentration and task performance. 4. Meditation switches off the brain's default mode, increasing happiness and focus during idle moments. 5. Long-term meditation thickens the brain in areas related to emotion regulation and attention. 6. Practicing compassion meditation enhances empathy and connectivity in brain regions linked to understanding others' feelings. 7. Consistent meditation over time progressively strengthens the brain's resilience against stress and improves overall well-being.